Harper Audio presents Catch a Falling Heiress, An American Heiress in London by Laura Lee Gerkey, performed by Susan Erickson. Prologue. London, 1889. Only something extraordinary would bring a gentleman to London in late summer. The heat was often unbearable, the air was always foul, and with the season over, the company was usually non-existent. For the Earl of Featherstone, however, the news that his oldest friend, the Duke of Margrave, was home from Africa was extraordinary enough to make even London in August worthwhile. Jack was happy to travel from his flat in Paris to his club in London for a reunion with Margrave and their three closest friends. He didn't know that jaunt across the Channel would lead him on a quest for justice that would destroy a villain, turn his life upside down, and hurl a beautiful woman into his arms. If he'd known all that, he wouldn't have been late. As it was, by the time he entered the private dining room at White's, his friends had already arrived. "Sorry I'm late, gentlemen," he said, as he closed the door behind him and glanced at the other four men seated around the table. Lord Somerton was the first to speak. "Forgive us if we're not surprised," Dennis said, as he turned in his chair to look at Jack over one shoulder. "You're always late." Jack waved that aside, for he had an ironclad excuse. "Cut my line a bit of slack, would you?" he said, giving Dennis a none too gentle slap on the back and nodding to James, the Earl of Hayward, as he circled the table toward the guest of honor. "I had to come all the way from Paris, after all. I just got off the train from Dover 20 minutes ago." The Duke of Margrave rose to greet him, and Jack sized up the appearance of his oldest friend in a quick glance. Stuart didn't look too bad, all things considered. "Mauled by a lion, were you?" he asked, and stuck out his hand. "You'll do anything for a lark." "Damn straight," the Duke grinned as they shook hands. "Want a drink?" "Of course. You don't think I came here for you, do you?" Accepting the whiskey Stuart poured for him, Jack pulled out the empty chair beside his friend. "So, gentlemen," he said, nodding to the other men at the table as he took his chair, "now that we've all welcomed the Lion Slayer home, what shall we do tonight? Dinner first, I assume, then cards, possibly a bit of slumming in the East End pubs, or shall we find the prettiest dancing girls of London's music halls and cart them off the stage?" The Marquis of Troubridge was the first to answer. "None of those for me," Nicholas said with a shake of his head. "I'm a happily married man now." No one expressed surprise that slumming in the East End and carting off dancing girls weren't Nick's cup of tea these days. His next statement, however, was a surprise and made the perfect excuse for a toast. "With," Nick added, as he reached for his glass and raised it, "a baby on the way." Congratulations were offered at once, and a toast was drunk to the Marquis's first progeny. "Nick may be out of it," Jack said, as the bottle was passed and glasses refilled, "but what about the rest of you?" He looked first at the man beside him. Stuart, after all, was just back from the wilds. He was sure to be up for a bit of carousing. But like Nick, Stuart also shook his head in refusal. "My wife and I have reconciled." Surprise silence greeted this bit of news, for Stuart and Edie had been estranged for years, almost since their wedding day. In the end, it was left to Jack to ask the obvious question. "And are you happy about it?" "I am, actually, yes. And I'm happy to be home."
"Well..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?